Tribe by Sebastian Younger. When we think about this text, we have to ask ourselves, what does it take for people to feel necessary? In introduction, we're asked this question, how do you become an adult in a society that doesn't ask for sacrifice? How do you become a man in a world that doesn't require courage? This section also asks us, between the introduction and chapter one, what do we need to feel content? This idea of what drives contentness, if we're going to use that term. The three things that are identified are feeling competent, feeling authentic, and feeling connected. But yet society tends to tell us that we need to judge our happiness based off of beauty, money, and status. So how do we mirror what we're supposed to feel inside versus what we're being told on the outside, the internal versus the external? What Younger does is he compares tribal societies to ours today, and using examples throughout the text, which we talked about in class, that Western society, or we'll call it modern society, has created a system where people are constantly in a desperate cycle of work. They're obligated to their job. They're obligated to a variety of things, and there's very few or very little free time. We ultimately have to ask ourselves, how do people grow, develop, and change? And is it only through strife and challenges? And what we've seen with Younger's text so far, both in the introduction and chapter one, is that he puts a lot of emphasis on the fact that you learn the most about yourself and your community through a united struggle. And that ultimately people will become more communal-based and have a better sense of self if they're able to feel connected to one another. And while I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that, we live in a modern society where a lot of our problems, when we have to look at them, come from our perspective. They come from how we're viewing ourselves, our place, and our relationship both in this world and with others. So ideas like courage, loyalty, and selflessness, are they really valued in our society? Are they outliers? Do we value them in a way that is only self-serving? Do we talk about them in a way that is almost meaningless? Are we able in modern society to understand our true self? And what does success absolutely mean? We need to consider the fact that, does modern society help us feel necessary? And if it doesn't, if there's a gap there, if we feel like we're losing a sense of self, how do we gain it back? The idea of being authentic, competent, and connected is something that we all can look at in our own lives with the people that we are experiencing our lives, so with, whether it's a family, whether it's school, whether it's a team, whether it's a group that you are working with outside of school. Do those aspects of your life give you more meaning? Do you feel at your best when you're in those settings? And how do we judge our true self in a world if that's being judged on this idea of money and status? We have to think about the manufactured struggle that sports has become essential to our culture, not just from a monetary entertainment standpoint, but for providing opportunities to be challenged, to be tested, and to learn about who we are as people. But what happens to those who aren't into athletics? How are they tested? How are they pushed? How are they pressured? Younger makes the point to point out that modern society struggles with disconnections, selfish ways, and only tragic events bringing people together for short-term, communal-based help. And that tribes themselves center around responsibility to care for others, self-discipline, and ultimately provide leadership, which is essential for the salvation and the continued evolution of the group. As we analyze this text, I want us to consistently think about ourselves. Think about the communities that we live in. Think about not just the ideals of society, but how it actually is. We live in a world that is more interconnected than ever, yet we feel very isolated. People are able to interact with a variety of cultures, but yet we still see racism and prejudice always present. people can see each other for who they are, but also for what people choose to represent. And is that disconnect between who we are and who we are presenting publicly, whether online or in person, is that disingenuous and ultimately leading us to further away from understanding one another? There's a lot of depth to this text, even though it's a shorter one, that we're going to spend a lot of time on, understanding what a tribe truly is and how we can implement some of these ideas into our own life. We'll talk about the historical perspectives and hopefully understand a better sense of what our society now can gain from looking back at societies that existed for centuries prior to European colonization in North America. But I want us to focus on a couple things before we get out of here. The idea of work, obligation, and very little free time. Students tend to be overbooked. Parents tend to be overworked. And at some point, those worlds blend very heavily. Why do we feel that need to do that? Why do we feel it's essential to have every minute of every day filled? Are we better off being masters of one thing or being able to provide access and experience as many things as possible? We talk about well-rounded people, but are we also talking about the idea of mastery? What does it mean to be a master in this society? What does well-roundedness look like? How does that connect to a tribe where people would have different jobs, but ultimately coming back to each other because they need each other? How much in modern society do we need one another? We have to ask ourselves. And lastly, we need to consider and constantly ask ourselves this idea of how do we become an adult? If life becomes easier and easier, do we need to reassess what it means to evaluate our own skills? What are the skills of modern society? And if we're moving in a direction that seems too far away from what we once were, how do we regain it? Or how do we restructure it in a way to excel and regain some of that humanness that seems to be slipping away as we move further and further into an individualized society?